We are here at the Farm Progress Show in 2013 talking with Bill Hairston and Robin Neen with Bayer. Robin, will you tell us a little bit about what you do today?
Yes, my name's Robin Neen and I'm with Bayer Crop Science and I manage our bee care program for North America. And we're here at the Farm Progress Show today with a bee care booth. And the intention really is to educate people about the importance of honeybees to agriculture and also some of the activities that Bayer has ongoing in the area of bee health.
Perfect. And Bill, what's your role here with bee health and agriculture?
I head up our product development group for seed treatment products, our seed growth group.
And do you do research or anything with Bayer?
I do. I'm responsible for doing the initial research that's responsible for developing our products. And I do all the seed safety work, all the application technology work, and very involved with Robin in terms of making sure that we have products that are safe to apply and safe for bee health.
What's Bayer doing to educate the population and the society on bee health and the industry of bees, honeybees' relation to agriculture?
Well, bees are very important to agriculture. In fact, one-third of every bite of food that we eat comes from crops which are pollinated by particularly honeybees and wild bees and other pollinators. And so as a agricultural company, Bayer recognizes the importance of bees to agriculture, as well as recognizing the importance of crop protection products as essential tools for farmers to growing food. And so we're really looking at promoting how both crop protection and bees can coexist together for sustainable agriculture.
And Bill, we've talked a lot about stewardship today in the conference we just had, and what's your guys' take on stewardship in relation to honeybees?
Well, it's really an important part of what we do with all of our products. When we first introduced the neonic seed treatments in corn, we introduced it with a stewardship program. And so we worked hard with our customers to educate them so that they understood what they needed to know in terms of proper rates, proper application methods, the proper equipment for the proper rate in terms of making sure they had the proper equipment to do the right job. We also made sure we educated them around the use of coatings. Coatings are a very important part of our seed treatment offer, and they're there to hold the product on the seed and make sure it stays where it needs to be. And of course, that's very important from a stewardship standpoint and a bee health standpoint.
I heard earlier they were talking about the new lubricant to help reduce the dust issue. What's going on with that right now for the industry?
Yeah, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, the lubricants that are used by farmers, typically these are talc and graphite products, were raised as potential, they may have a role in terms of spreading the risk associated with dust coming from planters. And so one of our employees came up with the idea that there's a product that we work with, actually it's a polyethylene wax, that might be a better alternative. And so we did some initial work in the laboratory, and we saw some very impressive results. We saw about a 90% reduction in the total dust compared to talc. And even more impressive, we saw about a 60 to 65% reduction in the already small amount of active ingredient that was coming off the seed. And so based upon those results, we moved into a development program. And we've been working cooperatively with planter manufacturers over the last year, year and a half, to move this forward product forward for the marketplace. And our goal is to have a limited market introduction in 2014.
Oh, awesome. Is there anything else either of you would like to add to what Bayer's doing to educate on bee health or anything specific about bee health?
Yeah, I'd like to just take a moment to talk about the Bayer Bee Care Center. It's a new research and development facility that Bayer's building in North Carolina, and we intend to do research into some of the factors which are affecting bee health today, in particular the pests and parasites that have been identified to be causing an issue, and particularly the varroa mite. So Bayer's actually been working in this area for more than 25 years, but this new facility in North Carolina will help to further our research in this area.
Thank you so much, Robin. Anything you'd like to add, Bill?
Good, thank you.
Thank you, guys.